Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, Mello.
Yo.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
Okay, hold on. Let me think about this one.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
A lickopotamus.
A lickopotamus?
No, I said it wrong. Damn it. Lick a lot of puss. I feel like I ruined it.
I mean, you did.
Oh, snap. Yes. What's up, P Silly listeners? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit. And if you are a new listener, I'm glad that you stopped by. And shout out to all my OG listeners, too. What's up, fam? How you doing? Thanks for being here. I'm glad to be inside your ears right now. This is nice. Small in here. Yo, if you heard that little chuckle, Mello is back in the house. What's up, Mello?
What's going on, yo?
You know, it's always it's a family affair up in this motherfucker today.
Love it.
You know, subscribe to this podcast, and you can also, guys, you can subscribe. Not only that, but you can download episodes as well, so you can listen to them without needing any Wi-Fi or data, and that way I can be with you. Even when you don't pay your phone bill. That's the best part. You know what I'm saying?
To the end.
Yes. And also, I'm not going to lie, downloading the episodes does help my podcast as well. Apparently, it matters to the algorithm. So download away. It's a win-win. Yes. So last time, Chris and I, we talked about things that are happening around us that make us feel old as fuck. That was a discussion that we had.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, damn, talk for real? I'm a slave for you? Don't do this to me. Britney Spears, yeah, that's a whole podcast episode.
That was
episode
a whole
of
vibe. You brought the PlayStation back.
Yeah. It was wild. It was wild. Now, we also talked about Rihanna's new baby.
That little.
Yeah, and how Drake is definitely crying in the shower now to Brian McKnight's One Last Cry.
That baby not come quick.
I mean, it felt like she was pregnant for 3 days.
It was like 3 months ago they just said she was pregnant and the baby's here.
Well, I mean that's technically when she announced it. She was probably already, you know, pregnant prior. Because, you know, I don't know. But she was rocking those outfits, though. Those pregnancy outfits. She said, listen, pregnant or not, I still got it. And I was like, I see you, Ree.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, I guess.
I guess.
You know, I have to also say, Brian McKnight's One Last Cry is a really great song.
One Last Cry.
Yeah, you know the song. You know the one?
Okay.
Listen, it starts with like an intro with a piano.
Oh, boom, my boom, God. Boom, boom, boom. We're not going to do
my
this,
my shattered dreams and broken. You know what I'm
We're
saying?
Not going to do that.
Yeah. One Last Cry.
No.
Yeah, nailed it. Don't
no,
don't hate.
Not. Let me know.
Shit, this is loud as hell. Okay.
Anyway.
Sounds in the background. Loving it. So today, Mello, once again, he's joining us. And we're going to have ourselves another random silly time. You know, so how you been? You feeling a little better?
I feel 100% better than what I did last week. I mean, I was...
Y'all, he was going through it, bro.
Yeah, I was fucked up,
To put it, you know, to symbolize it, he had a tooth problem.
Take care of your teeth, man.
Yeah.
Because
when
I tell you, I hate the dentist. Like, I hate the dentist, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're just scary.
Yeah.
There's so many needles.
Yeah.
So many long things going into your
people,
mouth while your
you
mouth
don't
is
know
being
or in your mouth.
Held open by
yes.
some... foreign projectile instruments and shit.
Right.
Like, I hate the dentist. You know what I'm saying?
And you never see their face. You don't even know who's
no,
in your
No, you don't.
They've been wearing masks
before
this.
COVID. You know what I'm saying?
I've only seen your eyebrows, bro.
Right. So it's crazy. And then they sit there and try to talk to you. And then, you know, even though they stab you up and shit, that shit hurts. Like, fuck. You stick that needle all in your gum.
Oh, it's just going to be uncomfortable.
It's going to hurt like hell. And then, sometimes you still feel the pain.
Yeah. You still feel it. Feels like the needle is still in there.
So, like, I just don't be having time for it.
That's crazy. Yeah, I will say this, though, okay? Yo, one of Mello's teeth assaulted him, and his face was swollen as shit. One side of his face legit was the size of Cartman's entire head.
No, seriously.
I'm for real.
Seriously.
And for those of you confused, South Park.
And they told me it was an abscess.
Oh. And that means it was nothing but blood.
Jaw. Yo, I went to the hospital. The doctor stabbed me. It was so...
Yeah,
it,
I know. I took you to the ER.
It was so fucking full.
Yeah.
I didn't even feel the needle.
Oh, my God.
Because when I saw her with this big ass needle about to go in my mouth, I said, okay, doctor. Like, don't.
I would have passed
the fuck out. He said, I'm done. I said, really?
I don't know if you guys are like me listening right now, but my stomach is turning right now.
Hold on. Whatever he had... The shit was like some hospital. It was a hospital. I was going to say hospital grade.
Hospital grade.
This shit fucking like, hospital. Literally, as soon as he took the needle out, he came back with a razor and just went slit, slap.
Mm-mm.
And all this blood
came out. Okay.
Said, here it comes.
Loving that.
Spit in there. It was crazy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And so the medication that they gave me fucked me up. I'm still fucked up.
Right, that was days ago.
Like, bro, medication gives you the fucking shits. Goddamn.
Yeah, he had diarrhea
and cramping and shit. Yeah. Like, throwing up.
Every 3 seconds, he was running to the bathroom. Was like, nigga, you good?
Nah, man, this shit's fucked up, man.
He looked like a horse kicked him in the face. It was wild.
It was wild.
But you know what? The swelling's gone down. The pain is looks like it's a lot better. And now we just got to make another appointment. And, you know, I'm glad you're doing better, fam. All jokes aside.
I'm trying.
You know what I'm saying?
We're trying.
Before we get started, I know it's like, oh, did we get started? Before we get started in today's silly episode, I'd like to ask you guys to do me a favor and give this podcast 5 stars and a written review on whatever platform that you're listening to, especially if you got that Apple Podcast or that Spotify. You know, their reviews carry a lot of weight. Weight. With a hard T. Oh, and don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. ITSPROSILLY. I post a lot of photos pertaining to the episodes I do here and sometimes some other stuff that's random.
Some other stuff.
That's random.
And go check out the tea kettle.
Right. So let's go in here, y'all. All right. After this sound... I'm gonna be back. Mello's gonna be back.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of his dog breathing might be back.
No, it won't.
Okay, we're gonna do something about that.
White boy Trent.
Right, white boy Trent in the house.
Sammy in the house. Look, Sammy turned around.
Right, Samantha wants to be in the podcast. For those of you that are confused, white boy Trent is his dog and Samantha is my cat. And the relationship is toxic.
It really is, and it can get dangerous, I believe, because, you know...
Sammy's a bitch. She slaps the shit out of Trent.
She's a bully, though.
All the time.
Like, do you ever notice how when they come up the stairs and we've already gone?
He will stay down there because she's at the top of the stairs and he's afraid to walk by?
She won't never let him pass.
Yeah, she's a bitch. I told you.
Man, you fucking cat.
I don't know why she does what she does, but I have to support her.
Yeah.
I am woman. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to support him.
He's a bitch.
I am dog.
Okay.
I love dogs.
This is a good spot to take a break.
We'll be back.
I can't fucking stand you. This man.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to do it.
Don't
do it. This man drinks an entire carbonated can of liquid, downs it, and then proceeds to belch in my direction whilst sharing a sigh of relief that I didn't ask for. Blew his after burp right in my face.
I didn't mean to. I swear I didn't mean to.
He said, bah.
I mean, like, it was just a release of extra air. Okay.
Why didn't you just turn your head? How hard is it to turn your goddamn head?
Well, I think I'm high, so my eyes was looking at the wall, but my head didn't fall.
Mello, you get on my fucking nerves. All right, so moving on.
Thank you.
With your disrespect.
Yes.
So it's been a crazy week. First of all, Mello's face was swollen, like I said earlier, to the size of Cartman's face.
Okay.
On his, repeat that.
Oh, that's cool.
It was bad as fuck.
Swollen like Cartman's face. Yes. Okay.
But I'll sum up my week with this right here. Okay. Chivalry is dead. It's dead as fuck. It's dead as hell. It died with the millennial generation. Ours. And I'm telling, let me tell you why. Okay. It's like, it feels like these days, I'm not going to say all parents, but a lot of parents don't teach their kids how to be good human beings, like decent human beings.
Not at all.
We got a lot of entrepreneurs out there, a lot of dreamers. That's beautiful. That's great. But human decency is gone. Now, when I was growing up, we held doors for each other. If someone dropped something, we picked it up and gave them to, you know what I'm saying? If somebody was carrying a lot of things, we might offer our help, you know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it feels like these kids today
would never.
They would ignore you if you was on fire.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, but
unless, I mean, well, they might pull out their phone to record a TikTok if you're deaf.
These are the kids that, you know, were raised by, like, you know, they didn't go outside and stuff like that.
Right. Remember outside?
Computers, you know what I mean?
Outside was awesome.
Outside was awesome.
Right. It's like, can I go outside? We didn't even tell our parents what we're going to do. It was, can I go outside?
We had our own world.
And they were like, bye. We were like, sweet. Hope I don't get serial killed. It was great.
I wouldn't even know. Yeah. We didn't care about that. Take me.
Dude, there was time I threatened to run away. You know what my mama said?
Bye.
Right. Legit. Her exact words were bye. You know her. Bye. Pack a bag. You know what I'm saying? Things was different, and I know that this makes me sound old, but I'm gonna say it. Times have changed.
Oh, yes, you sound like somebody's auntie.
I know, and our parents said it, and their parents said it, and before them, you know. Anyways, if you're a new listener, I'm a delivery driver for my day job, and today I had a delivery at a house in Atlanta, and they ordered mostly 24 packs of water, some 12 pack canned sodas, like, I don't know, like four of those, and then like a bunch of other stuff. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of stuff. Okay. So the lady who ordered it, her name is on the order, and she left me a message or a note on the thing saying, leave the items on the front porch and ring the doorbell so she would know I arrived. You know, a lot of people want to do a contactless delivery because, you know, nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore, you know, especially since COVID and stuff.
I mean,
you know?
Who wants to?
Right. Nah, you know, that's fine. Actually, I prefer that. So I lugged everything up a steep-ass driveway that she had. Then her house had the nerve to have 15 additional steep steps to the porch with all this heavy-ass stuff that they ordered. The nerve of them. I know. So, that's one reason my legs is on fire. I had to go up and down those stairs like four or five times. It was crazy.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, and now get this. When I first arrived there, there was a black dude that was out there. I would say, I don't know, between the ages of 17, 25. You know, black don't crack. He could have been 87. I don't know. But but the thing is, when I pulled up, my truck was blocking his driveway. And he was walking to his car. And I was like, yo, do you need me to move? And he was like, no, you're good. I said, all right, cool. So then I start to unload and blah, 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 blah. Now, usually when the person is home, I won't say usually, but sometimes when the person is home and they see you, they're like, oh, I'll help you. This is my shit anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not this young man. No, not him. And I forgot to tell you, okay. He proceeds to get into his car and he sits there, literally watches me. But... I even tripped over my shoelace, almost dropped everything, didn't caught myself, thank God. And you know what he's doing? He's sitting in his car, rolled a blunt and smoked it, and watched me struggle up and down those steep ass stairs and that hill, carrying everything by myself. Didn't offer. Looked me in the eye a few times, but ignored my entire soul.
I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, damn.
Depending on what type of morning I had, you know. I'd probably not help either. Only because, check this out, you don't know what he might have been going through. He might have been dealing with some frustrating shit on the phone with a bad situation, you know what I'm saying?
Perhaps, but this happens a lot.
But I'm sure you could probably tell, like, how his demeanor was, as if, like, oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck looking at you like that.
No. I mean, if he was going through that, he did not give me that.
And that's what I'm saying.
He looked at me like, I'm not helping you.
Exactly. Pick up on vibes. So, see, I would have not done that, but if I was going through something, I'd definitely not get out of
the car. I mean, I appreciate you trying to give him an out, but he was just an asshole. I'm sorry. It was, I don't think it was all that fucking deep. You and your fellas, nigga, what's going on?
What are you talking about? I just thought I saw something move.
Kill it.
No, not like
that. Oh,
what? I'm talking paranormal.
Oh, shit. Oh, like a spirit? Oh, that's fine.
No, I thought you saw a bug. I really did.
I don't have time for that shit. Now, get this. Now, when I, after all that, got everything to the thing, put everything on the porch, right? Mm-hmm. The woman who ordered the stuff could have been his mama, auntie, grandma. I don't know. They seemed like they knew each other. She was limping, and she had to carry everything into the house while he was sitting in the car smoking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so it wasn't just me.
What a crumb.
It was he was also doing it to the elderly lady that he was staying with.
He might have been, like, you know, these men down here in the South, they really feel like women are inferior to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they feel like,
that's why I said he's an asshole.
In place, you know what I mean?
That's why, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, whoever ends up dating this man, girl, good luck. Good luck.
He's doing nothing for you, bitch.
Yes. Yo, Shivery is fucking dead, like I said.
He's doing nothing for you.
Didn't even offer me a hit of the blunt. Just sat there and smoked it in my face like a rude asshole.
I would have grabbed it.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, y'all. Yep, we back. Yeah. you know, something else has to be said. Happy fucking Pride Month, y'all.
Oh,
it's June. It's Pride Month. It's the third of the month, and you done missed 2 whole days.
I mean, I don't, you know, partake in festivities, so.
That's true. You don't even celebrate your birthday.
Exactly.
Right. Well, it tends the season to only matter once a month. 1 month out of the year. That's lovely. That's when we matter the most. But lucky for me, I'm black too, so I matter 2 months out of the year.
Hey!
Yay! Too. You too.
Sometimes.
You know, I did a Pride Month episode back in 2018, around when I first started the podcast, and talked about Marsha P. Johnson. We talked about the Stonewall Johnson,
was she the prostitute that was found murdered?
Okay, she was not a prostitute.
Wait, I'm sorry. Okay, let me stop.
She was a gay libertarian.
I totally get that, but you know.
She was a drag queen.
I totally get that, but you know that.
That's how they said it in the papers and stuff.
I watched a documentary on her, and he was sometimes a lady of the night.
I mean, a lot of people were.
I mean,
at that time, because you know, this is the time where being homosexual, you could be arrested. For doing it.
That's not what I'm talking about.
So some people
No. You're missing it. I forgot you're half white. So,
what?
Like, a lady of the night is basically a street walker.
Yeah.
Like a hooker.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain why that may have been the case. I may have even discussed it in the documentary. That I understand what you're saying.
So
what I'm saying is a lot of people, when their families found out that they were that way, not only were they not allowed in their own homes, which made them homeless, they were not allowed to be who they were in the streets either. The way you just licked that lollipop.
Can you please?
That was weird as shit. Don't ever do that and look me in the eye again.
Hold on. You remember that meme of the grandma looking at popsicle?
Oh my God.
And it was like all these flavors out here and you choose to be salty.
I can't.
That's what I was channeling.
Is that what you were channeling? That's not what I got. I was nothing but uncomfortable. I was like, what the fuck? He looked me in my eye and licked the lollipop. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Too funny.
But yeah, she was clearly murdered, yes, but the whole thing is of what she is known for and should be remembered for is what she...
Her art.
Well, not just that, but she was a gay rights activist. Homegirl actually started the Gay Libertarian Front. You know what I'm saying? It was a huge, huge LGBT foundation at the time. So she holds huge history as to one of the reasons why Pride is even celebrated. And if
this
you guys,
is true. This is very true.
So you know, I mean, the story of her death, it should not be the only thing that's remembered, because if it wasn't for her and everything that she died for and everything that she and Sylvia Rivera stood for, bro, we wouldn't even have Pride Month right now.
Anyone know what's crazy? When I think back on those movies like Tu Wong Fu with Wesley Snipes and Patrick Swayze, and mm-hmm. remember when they dressed up as trainees and stuff?
Yeah.
And then I look back at like, who's the other one that did it? Robin Williams when he played Miss Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like
Mara Lawrence, Big Mama's House.
Even that, yeah.
All of it.
Even yeah. that. It's like, you know, is that the writer's way of giving back as well?
No.
Does it not make you think that?
Like, not at all.
Jamie Foxx had Wanda and Martin.
They're just comedians, and it's hilarious to have men dress as women and act stupid.
Do you think that?
Yeah, it still happens.
I don't think that's
funny. Look at TikTok.
I don't think that's funny.
I think people just find it funny. Some do. Like, for instance, the dude Tony Talks. He does it all the time, and it is hilarious. And he's making a lot of money doing it.
He does, but he doesn't, like, go...
Dinner's ready.
He doesn't go all the way in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so,
Well, yeah, his is mostly satire and...
That just threw my whole brain. To that was hilarious. I'm sorry. I was paused. I was like, what am I hearing?
Oh, because, yeah.
I'm like, there's a secret message.
That's like, dinner's ready.
There's a secret message coming through.
Yeah, man, that microphone can pick up everything.
Because he's like 300 feet away.
He's downstairs.
Right. What the fuck? So, yeah, guys, get you one of these microphones.
Yeah, man, those condenser mics. So I do discuss more detail in that episode about the Stonewall riots and why Pride Month is celebrating all that stuff. So you want to hear about that, check out that episode. And I post the link to that episode on my Twitter, on the Professionally Silly Podcast Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. Check it out. So what else is going on, guys, is it's Gemini season.
And I'm a Gemini.
Yes, as am I.
And as is white boy Trent.
That's right. It's our birthday month. Or birthday season.
Oh,
and, you know...
We're here!
I'm not that excited about it, to be honest with you, because I feel old as fuck. I swear, the older I get, the faster time goes by. Yeah!
But you're not lying.
Yeah.
I promise you that, because like, when I look back, I'm like, damn, I just remember yesterday I was... Can't wish I'm gonna grow up. I can't wish to
right.
job. Right. And then now, just
when I grow up, I don't have to take naps. And now I just beg for naps.
Right.
I love a good nap.
You know, this house is always the opposite.
Yes. I used to hate mushrooms. Now I like mushrooms. I don't know if that's the same caliber, but you know.
You like mushrooms?
Yeah, I like mushrooms.
They don't even taste like anything.
Yeah, they taste like whatever you cook them with.
Right.
Yeah, it's filling. I don't know. Yeah, if I'm being honest with you, fam, I am tired of all the hate that Geminis get.
You know,
I'm sick and tired of it. And we're not that damn bad.
We're such a what is it? When I tell you, we are so misinterpreted.
Yes.
So misunderstood.
Yes. Every time people are talking about their signs and someone asks us, "What's your sign?" I usually be like, "Well, I don't want to tell you because every time I say it, y'all come down on me." And they be like, "Gemini?" I'm like, "Oh,
yeah,
shit." They just guess it immediately.
And I just feel as though Geminis are great people. We give you our hearts and our
we're
everything.
Loyal,
like,
we're
so loyal.
We're fun.
But people only remember the bad shit because we do burn the bridge when we're done.
Oh, yeah. When we're done, we're
like,
done.
We're going to have you fucked up and we want you to fucking maybe kill yourself. But, you know.
Oh, damn. I'm closer to cancer. June 19th. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm May 25th. I'm like right there on the cusp. Like, Taurus Gemini. I got that bull in me still.
Right. I see. But it's like, yo, give me a break. It's not my fault that my biologicals had the doo-doos. I don't know why I said it like that.
I don't think
at
that's
that time
what it
frame.
Is. I don't think that's what it is. I think, honestly, that your spiritual soup that you were part of at one
not spiritual
point
soup.
In time.
I like that.
Yeah, because, like, think about this, right? The spirit aspect connected to the physical aspect, which is, like, the skin and stuff, the body that you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they tell us, like, I mean, if you look, I don't even know what the fuck this shit is true, but I'm going to get a microscope one day and nut in a cup and fucking get some sperm.
Not nut in a cup.
No, for real. I want to know, does it look like that little worm thingy thing? Because if you think about it, right?
We got that from Look Who's Talking. They had us all thinking that's what sperm looked like.
But if you look at if you do the research right now on it, that's what it looks like. It's like a little tadpole.
Yeah.
And so when you think about it in all aspects, right? Your brain, your spine, that's just the same tadpole, just got bigger.
Oh, that's
freaky,
that's
right?
That's weird.
So you're really just an eyeless fucking worm,
bitch. Dang.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it makes you think about some shit.
Yo.
Hey.
Shout out to all the Gemini worm babies out there, man.
Nah, that's everybody. But come on.
Now, we got a couple of Gemini celebrities here. We ain't all bad. We got Prince. We got Tupac. We got Biggie. We got Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
We got Mello from the Tea Kettle.
There you go. Hey, make sure y'all subscribe to the Tea Kettle podcast. Mello.
Give me some likes.
That's right.
Apple Music.
Morgan Freeman. Yep. Johnny Depp. And there's a few... Mom, recording a podcast. So yeah, we got a lot of, Geminis that are celebrities. This has been an interesting episode.
When I tell you, it's going to be a great one.
You know, speaking of Johnny Depp, the verdict is in on the Depp versus Heard case.
That was the longest trial. It felt like it
was 13 years.
It was too long.
Now, the jury has found Amber Heard and Johnny Depp liable for defamation, which makes sense because both of them are toxic as hell, especially for each other. Now, Johnny Depp was awarded a lot more than Amber was. So technically, people are saying that Johnny Depp won this. Now, Johnny has to pay Amber about $2 million, and Amber Heard is obligated to pay $15 million in damages, which that's a huge difference.
She might as well just take that two out of that 15, give him the 13.
I mean, the big question right now, is her net worth even enough to pay that kind of money?
She'll have to work, and they'll probably garnish her wages.
And here's the thing. Now that this trial's been going on, has their careers been messed up to where they can even get work? You see what I'm saying? Everybody left Johnny but Dior. Even the Pirates of the Caribbean was like, deuces.
They were.
You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like now his name is clear. And so maybe people will start working with him again.
Maybe. That could be a thing. Now, all right. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really have a side here, if I'm being honest. I think that it's sad that they cause each other so much pain and it's being fought out in front of literally the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not one of those people who finds this kind of circus entertaining. It's just sad, fam. And the thing is that there are millions of people going through the same kind of shit for just a different amount of money because they're not celebrities or rich or stuff.
Right. Like, could you imagine if it was Will and Jada?
Oh.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, any trial.
Can you imagine?
Just even if they announce divorce.
Can you imagine? Like,
the internet would break, the red table's gonna grow, it's gonna get sick. And I guarantee if that happened, the red table talk.
Because everybody went crazy. Well,
that's going.
I don't think you people know about it. I'm saying you people, I'm talking about you, Amber.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that when Bill Gates and Melinda Gates split up,
Everybody went kind of weird on that, too.
Second richest person.
Yeah.
Nobody really heard
of him. Ever heard of him?
Right.
Bill Gates.
But
look, no matter who the victim is dealing with the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case, or any case at all, domestic violence sucks and is stupid. Whether you're male or female, nobody should have to go through that kind of thing.
Got the lie.
Okay.
I've been there.
Yeah. Even he's been there. It's crazy. It's just, it's wrong, and it sucks that it happens, and I find it a little...
should not have happened.
No, it shouldn't have, and I find it a little cringy how involved some people are in this case, and celebrities' private lives. It's just like, some people tend to just literally eat, breathe, sleep the lives of celebrities. Some people are just too into... Did you see social media during this?
This
case with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard... What was trending more than the war in Ukraine?
I saw the damn.
Like,
well, that's just the thing. They want they. Want
yes, it was a distraction.
So they can send all that money to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. Now, when you think about it, this is kind of dark here. You might enjoy this. It's a little weird. Pretty much, celebrities have millions of little stalkers around the world when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was deep or dark, but we're going to call it deep dark. We're going to go with that. That's deep dark right there.
No, but you just fucked me up with that, because it's just like, to imagine everybody likes somebody better than they even like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because it's like you getting ooh and awe, yeah, and starstruck and shit, yeah, like that. But you don't even do that for your own mama. You don't even do that for yourself. You know, mm-hmm, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like what...
You see the way this dog be acting when I come home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that from people.
Okay. Okay, think of it like
real
this.
Love.
You stupid. Like, for instance, okay, here's a small example versus a bigger example. Like, for instance, I was listening to In the Moment with Mo Mitchell. Make sure y'all check out that podcast. It's dope as hell. Mm-hmm. He was talking about, I don't remember what episode, but he was talking about how quickly, when he was coming up as a comedian, his friends and his family and stuff, they wouldn't come and see him. You know what I'm saying? But the moment he made it, everybody wanted a free ticket.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And he's like, and he said his family or his friends would be like, well, why didn't you give me a ticket? Why didn't you let me know you was going to do this, blah, 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 blah. He said, does Beyonce let you know every time she's about to perform? Does Beyonce call you up personally and be like, here's your free ticket?
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? Beyonce. And it's the same thing with me. Like, a lot of my friends and family know that I have a podcast and the YouTube channels and stuff, but a lot of them don't watch it. But if I happen to blow up, which, you know, that could be years from now, but if I happen to blow up, they're going to be the first ones wanting a ticket. They're going to be the first ones wanting a shout out. Promote my business. Do this. I get asked to do that now, and I don't even have that type of following.
Mm-hmm.
But they never call me. They don't check on me. They don't say, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's what I feel like it kind of is. People care more about the lives of celebrities, and they continue to throw money at people who don't fucking need it, but won't lend their cousin $10.
That's crazy, right? Make it make sense.
I don't understand. Now, I do hear that Amber Heard is going to appeal the case, and that is within her rights. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe one of the arguments is that the jury is she thinks that they're tainted by social media, which could be true. Did you read the shit that they were saying about Amber Heard? Like,
I watched the video of her doing cocaine on the stand.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if she did cocaine on the stand. That would be stupid as hell to do that in front of cameras and stuff.
She snorted something up her nose.
May have not been. Maybe she had a fucking Xanax thing.
No, bitch.
Not Xanax. Zyrtex.
Mm-hmm. That's like
Whitney. Or blew her nose or something.
Like,
I don't know,
that's
dude.
Like Whitney Houston with the coke in the pan.
We're going to say, for podcast preferences, so I'm not fucking sued, allegedly, she snorted cocaine, but I don't think that's what happened. I don't know. That's a little weird. Now, I will say this. As you know, this trial was trending more so than what's going on the war. Okay? And they did not sequester the jury. They didn't tell them, they probably said, don't look at social media, but it's everywhere. Their friends have it. Their family have it. Talked about.
At the end of the day, when you're in a jury, you're usually stuck in a hotel, right?
If you're sequestered, so but they weren't.
Oh. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
But even if you're sequestered, when you go to the bar and shit, the TV's on.
Well, if you're sequestered, you don't leave your room until it's time for you to go back to the thing.
That's being in jail.
I mean, they're sequestered. And if you're a lawyer or you've been a jury member before that's been sequestered, let me know if I'm wrong, but I feel like that's about right. Now, I will say this, the internet definitely picked a side, and it seems like everyone picked Johnny Depp's side over hers. Once again, I'm not picking sides on this, because domestic violence in general is not something I want to vote on. But, you know what I'm saying? But I can imagine that her DMs, like, can you imagine what's in her DMs? Like, people
you
are cruel
stupid
as shit.
Bitch, I hope you die.
Right.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's like
imagine.
A torture chamber of threats and horror, and that's terrifying. She could have...
She did it to herself.
I mean, I feel like they were both wrong for the things that they did.
They
could have been handled differently.
They could have gone to court, closed doors. They could have had a mediator. You know what I mean? Like, they could have been in the room with a mediator.
Which is one of the reasons why she wants to appeal. She wants to probably redo this without, I would assume, the world's eyes on everything so that they can pay attention to what's going on. I don't know. They both have a lot more than me financially and probably in every other way possible. But I can say this. I am certainly glad that I'm not them at this moment.
Hey.
Okay. I just want us to all take a moment and remember our humanity.
As we go.
You know what I'm saying? the things shut the fuck up. The things that people say online, no matter who it's directed to, is some terrifying shit. Sometimes people just get crazy on there, and it's super easy to judge and criticize people you will never meet in your physical world. But words typed online can do a lot more harm than you think. And all the hate in this world, it's insane. Let's all try to be a better version of ourselves. Do something nice with somebody today. Hold a door. Help a neighbor. Pick up some litter. I don't know. Share your fries for once.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Can I get a fry? They'll be like, nah, nigga, did you pay for these fries? You got 27 fries in there. Share the one with the sharp edges. Just share one fry. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Do something nice today. Because I got to tell you, a good mood can be just as contagious as a bad one.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. That was fun. All right, so we are back.
Yeah.
We just ate. It was delicious. Had some chicken. It was great. That just sounded so black. We had some chicken.
We actually had chicken con carne.
Bleu cordon bleu. So, you know, today is it's a special day today, man.
Why?
Because today is National Donut Day. Yeah.
You know, somebody said that at work, like, you're not going to go to Krispy Kreme and get you a free donut?
No, because the line's going to be too long for a fucking donut.
But first I looked at her like, who the fuck even eats Krispy Kreme donuts? Like,
I like them, but I also don't get Krispy Kreme that often. I don't really eat donuts that often.
Still eat donuts? Like,
now, each year, guys, first Friday in June, which is today, people participate in National Donut or Donut Day. All right. Now, this is coming from nationaldaycalendar.com. Check that out. Now, apparently, they used to celebrate the donut and honored the Salvation Army lassies. And they are women. The Salvation Army lassies are women who served donuts to soldiers during World War I. I didn't realize it was that fucking deep, bro. This is like back in like 1917.
So basically it was like a form of survival at one point. I guess they were all trapped inside some type of crumbling building and, you know, the bombs were falling and they said, we don't have nothing to eat.
Yeah.
We got donuts.
Like, donuts. Yeah. That's pretty much, I guess, what happened. They said they went to the front lines of Europe. Home cooked foods provided by these brave volunteers. It was a huge morale boost to the troops, which makes sense. Morale is important.
It is, because it makes you have the will to fight.
Mm-hmm. Now, the donuts, they said they were often cooked in oil inside of the metal helmets that the soldiers wore.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know, they would use that, the metal helmets the soldiers wore.
To fry it in?
Yeah, they would use that.
How do you...
Well, you know, the helmets were metal.
How do you...
So they would put the oil in there, and then they would, like, you know, get the fire under there.
Okay, but, the dough. You know,
You just need heat and oil.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you keep the grease from just splattering all over the place?
Probably just like set it against some rocks or something.
Nah.
Like take three rocks and just place it in the middle?
No. Because if that was a rock, it would not be able to hold it if it's on top of a fire and everything
is
bubbling.
Why the fuck are you talking like that? What is that?
I'm about to unleash a terrible disease
upon
the people.
Stupid as hell. So, anyways, they said that the American entrymen were then commonly called doughboys. So that was the original doughboy.
Yo, I wonder, did he look like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters?
Oh, I forgot about that son of a bitch. I was thinking about a drug dealer. That's where my mind went when I heard Doughboy.
I like that too, though. You know, that's a good one as well.
Wow. The fact that I went right to, heroin dealer. Just right there.
Went there. Like, are you itching?
I just need a little taste. If I could just have a taste. Who was the... There was some sort of movie or character that was like, I suck your dick for a crack rock. I feel like somebody said that.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Was that something that, like, Dave Chappelle's character said?
Let's ask the listeners.
Yeah, do you guys know?
Can
am I making that up?
Can you research that for us, please?
I feel like that might have been Dave Chappelle's character.
I do remember that.
But I feel like that was something. It was suck your dick for something. And it was whatever it was. It was not worth sucking dick. I know that.
I do remember
I know that.
That.
There's the name of the podcast. There's
I
the
do
name
know
of today.
That.
No. It wasn't worth sucking dick. I know. That's the end of today's podcast episode. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but lately I've been deciding to title the podcast episode with some random ass sentence that I said in the episode, or something that Chris may have said. So yeah, I don't know. They probably won't allow that anymore. No, I can't. All right, so I have something for you. We did go to one of my favorite websites. I guess now our favorite one of our favorite, thesmokinggun.com.
Because we went over there. BuzzFeed? No.
Oh, right. Thesmokinggun.com. We normally go there for some crazy, random true crime stuff that doesn't always end in murder. Always. Yeah, but always. This time I decided to check out another section.
And it came out
of the website. No one's dead. No one's dead.
Oh, shit.
Right. It's called Backstage. We got a little something interesting about comedian Kevin Hart that I didn't know was a thing. Now, a lot of you may or may not know this, but when celebrities make appearances at places like a club or, you know, maybe they're doing whatever, VIP, whatever, they have a list of requirements that they want to have when they get there. Maybe they want a bottle of Evian water.
You mean like how they want their
stuff? Yeah, how they want their stuff. Now, apparently Kevin Hart has a lot of wants and needs. And a lot of it is alcohol.
Really?
Mostly, yeah. Now, this is coming from, once again, thesmokinggun.com. It says here that Kevin Hart has established a new record when it comes to the number of bottles of flavored vodka required in his dressing room. That's what it says here, man.
Yeah, but that's probably for his whole entourage.
It might be, because he does have a huge entourage. Yes, he does. But it gets deeper than, well, I don't want to say deeper, shit. But there's more fun
there's
to be had.
There's forensics to this.
Right, we have evidence.
Sure.
Now, apparently, in his 2015-2016 tour, he said that they needed 8 bottles of Ciroc vodka. 8 bottles.
Because he ain't drinking any bottles by
himself. No, he's not. You would die. Okay.
Yeah. He's going to get his stomach pumped that night.
Right. Now, apparently, on his final leg of his worldwide tour, What Now?, which I got a chance to see, the screening in L.A. It was dope. at the Chinese Theater. I was there. So anyways, that his comedy tour, he required 2 bottles of piece of Ciroc flavor with peach, coconut, amaretto, and pineapple. I didn't even know they had an amaretto-flavored Ciroc vodka. I didn't even know about that.
That's disgusting.
Right. Now, he had a lot of requirements that it also included 2 bottles of Patron Silver tequila, 2 bottles of Douce Cognac, 2 bottles of Luc Belair sparkling wine.
That's definitely for the entourage.
Yeah, and well, yeah, because the next thing it says he needed 50 shot glasses.
Is he having a party?
I mean, his entourage is, I don't know, bro. That's like a whole ass party. You're right.
You shouldn't be, well, they're just, I don't know.
Oh, it goes
I
on.
I got so much to say.
It goes on. Go ahead. You want to hear this? He now, apparently, what he also has, he had at this time, assorted turkey and steak wraps with an assortment of chicken. Now, when he says assortment of chicken, that included baked whole wings, seasoned fried whole wings. Whole is like underscore bold in this article here. Yeah. Grilled chicken breast strips and fried chicken breast tenders. What's the difference between a chicken strip and a chicken tender? Is there a difference?
Well, I think a tender is just actually...
Right? You see what I'm saying?
What if
is it more adult
what if
to say...
What if it's the section of the chicken?
Well, you know, we didn't even get into chicken fingers, bro.
It's like the tenderloin, you know what I mean?
Then what are chicken fingers then? You got tenders, fingers, and strips. What are the difference?
Ask Google.
You see what I'm saying? You Maybe. Google it, bitch.
No, let's ask Google.
All right, let's see. We're gonna Google it right now. What is the difference between chicken, I spelled chicken wrong as fuck. Chicken tenders
versus,
and then it says chicken fingers, and then it says versus strips.
Strips.
All right, tenders and strips. Because I feel like tenders and fingers are the same.
We already know fingers and tenders are.
All right, cool. It says definition: chicken tenders refers to chicken prepared from the more tender part of the chicken. Commonly, you're right. The petralis minor. I don't know if I said that right. Pectoralis, whatever. The breast. which is the part underneath the chicken breast. Oh, I had it. On the other hand, because of the word pectoral. Mm. See, Latin, I figure, oh, like a man muscle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm smart as fuck. On the other hand, chicken fingers refers to strips of chicken meat derived from the chicken breast or the inner breast muscle. Well, now I kind of want to know tenders and fingers. Chicken tenders are a specific muscle located in... Well, are we really looking up this right now? is this happening?
I mean, you've already confirmed it. There's a difference. So
apparently it matters on where you are cutting that chicken. Thank you, Kevin Hart, for giving us that. If it wasn't for this story, we've never really discussed
it. It's the honest truth.
You know, he keeps on giving. That's what he does.
Who the hell thinks about, you know, chicken tenders and chicken tenderloins? And
I think we just gave him a whole comedy set,
chicken
honestly.
Strips.
He's welcome. So it's crazy. It says here that he also has other things that he goes into details and links for his shows, for his audience members to keep them in check. So here's the thing. He has a sign on the outside of every show he does or whatever that bans phones, texting, tweeting, talking, and using recording devices. This is all according to thesmokinggun.com. All this warns, if you do this, violators will be ejected. I was going to say executed. That's a little much. We'll be ejected.
Damn, bitch.
Right. He just kills him.
We're going to die?
He don't. Don't be on your fucking phone.
How's that even
We'll be ejected. My bad. I have no idea what I was craving to say executed. So to enforce these rules, the promoters, they provide like up to 140 what they call, and I quote, roamers. Now, these roamers, their whole purpose, their sole purpose, is to walk up and down the venue stairs and hallways and stuff to see if anybody's on their phone. And then the roamer will, they pretty much have, like, I think that includes eight spotters / supervisors with radios and 20-person extraction teams with radios.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait. Please go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Because you lost me at the second one.
My homie, he has up to 140 people that he calls roamers, right? Who go... Stop reading it. Who go up... And, this is supposed to be a surprise for you, bitch.
I mean, it is.
Right.
I'm trying to see how many shit he had again.
Right. This is why you can't see it. So he has like up to 140 people who he calls roamers who go up and down the aisles and through the hallways and all throughout the venue. Mm-hmm. And they're hired to catch people with their phones out. Okay, because Kevin's really serious about his material. He doesn't want it to get out and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So here's the interesting thing. They were explaining how they deploy some of them. Now that it usually, all these 140 people, it includes 8 spotters / supervisors with radios and a 20-person extraction team with radios. Okay, so
that's security that's going to come pick you up.
Pretty much, kind of like, yo, that bitch in the ponytail and the blue sweatshirt, one of the roamers saw her, gets a radio. I seen this bitch on her phone. She's trying to take it out to record Kevin. Then it's just like a radio, like, channel 12, get this bitch. And then she's out. She's ejected. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So that's, hey. So.
Just imagine how much money that costs.
I mean, he's Kevin Hart. He can afford it now.
I mean, but still, it just seems like such a waste of funds.
Shit, man. There are some people right now who are doing like, what is it called? Like an IV, a vitamin IV thing where they just go to a place.
What?
And they put like these like little pens, like, you know, when you get an IV, mm-hmm. but it's like full of vitamins, like a vitamin cleanse or some shit. Yeah, I think one of the Kardashians did it.
People are so crazy.
Yeah. Things are
monkey
strange.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Hey, now I'll admit, Kevin Hart is definitely one of my favorite comedians. I grew up listening to the guy. You guys know I do comedy myself, and I enjoy his storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's an art. Not everybody can do stand-up, T.I. And
shots fired.
Shots fired. I mean, what's he going to do? He can't tell a joke, but he got bars. He just can't tell a joke. That's all. Being a stand-up comic is not easy. Well, it is for some of us, but it's not something that everyone can do. Just like being a lawyer isn't something that everybody can do. Being a meth addict is not something everyone can do. You know, people can, they have your vices. Some people are good at shit. Being a mother is definitely not something everybody can do.
Being a single father.
Yeah, well, this is getting deep. Being a cat.
Oh, really?
Did I ruin it?
Being a dog.
Cat.
Snake.
Oh, I hate snakes. Don't do that. I don't like it. So shout out to, I want to shout out thesmokinggun.com, clearly national day calendar telling us about the donuts. I don't have an urge to go get one, though. I mean, I like them or whatever, but it's just not my go-to snack.
Is there even a Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. You know, Dunkin' runs, America runs on Dunkin', you know. This is not a sponsored ad, by the way.
They're not 24, they're not 24/7, so America does not run on Dunkin'.
Nothing is 24/7 anymore. Yeah, remember, yeah, COVID kind of changed all the times and stuff.
You allow, because my favorite restaurant downtown, 24/7.
Oh, damn.
And you get a drink there 24/7.
Oh, damn. I got to go all the way. Okay, well, it's far.
It's the only place I know in the city that does it.
Oh.
And I'm not telling anybody where it's at because I don't want you to ruin my secret bungalow.
You one of those? Where'd you get that shirt? I'm not going to tell you.
No, because that's like my honeycomb hideout.
Oh, honeycomb hideout. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, that's nice.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not being facetious. I meant that.
I thought you were being facetious.
I wasn't.
And far-fetched.
Wow. I'm tired of your tomfoolery. We'll be right back. The Professionally Silly Podcast, y'all. If there is anything that... Beautiful voice.
Sorry.
Gorgeous.
I didn't know we started.
I mean, I said, here we go.
I mean, I didn't know.
That means I'm going to press the button.
I mean, okay.
Okay. So if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Chris is weird. And also, share your fries for once. You know?
What's that short guy name again?
What? What short guy?
I must be high.
There's so many.
Comedian.
Kevin Hart?
No.
There's another short guy?
Yeah, I'll say the one. Money Mike.
Oh, I like him.
What's
he's
his
funny.
Name? I can't think of it.
I have no idea.
Okay.
He has a lot. Shout out to Mello over there, who's clearly still lit, for joining us again this week. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I'm really glad that you're here with me. And Mello, subscribe to this podcast, whichever platform that you're using. Make sure you check out the Tea Kettle podcast. Subscribe to Mello's podcast. He'd be doing things. And leave us some reviews. 5 stars. Help us grow.
5 stars.
Right. Download some episodes. Share your favorite ones with your friends. Don't forget to check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. Join us. We have fun in there. And if you want to join in on the silly, or you have any stories or experiences you want to share, you need some advice, you want to talk some shit, whatever, hit us up.
Email them to me.
Yeah, call me. You can call us Tyrone, because you better call us. What's up? Okay.
Okay.
That was whack as fuck.
Okay.
I can't believe you allowed me to do that.
I mean, I looked to the right and I said, it'll work.
It'll work. Email us at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. The information is down below in the show notes. It can literally be anything as long as it's interesting. Don't bore me. I don't want to know about the size of the sandwich you had.
Mm.
But I want to know the person who prepared it cheated on you. Let me know. And there's a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode, topic, or segment. Who knows?
Definitely.
And don't forget, you can call us, leave us a voice message on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And leave me a voice message. And you can also text that number as well. That's also down below in the show notes. Yes. All right. We did that, man.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys and my new listeners. I hope you come back and join me next week, because we're going to get random again. I found a very interesting, we'll say, post on Reddit. And I think that it's worth a discussion.
Really?
Yeah, it's about, you know, this woman who's dating someone, and she's got some questions as to whether or not this guy has sent her a red flag. We get into the red flag discussion.
Well, shit. Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be good. Now, for those of you who are interested in writing me or sending stuff, even if it's just a letter, whatever, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533. Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. And you can send me whatever you like, and I will open it on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. And you can watch, most likely Chris will be there. Well, I feel like he'll be there, and you can watch us unbox it. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can. Yo, Mello.
Yes.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. You know, And I apologize for the distraction.
Yeah, there's been a lot of backgrounds in this particular podcast, but it's real. It's unfiltered.
Yeah, it's raw.
That's gritty. Raw. And all those other words that with mean we don't have the money to have a studio.
I mean, it's technically a studio.
I mean, it can be. Sound kind of travels in here. We'll work on it. We have a lot of things in the makings.
We got egg cartons.
We got what?
Egg cartons.
Yeah. I'm not putting egg cartons on my walls.
Why not?
Because it's dumb.
It's not.
It looks horrible.
It does.
All right. Until next time. I love you guys. See you.
Love y'all.
You're so lame.